Listeners like you make living on Earth possible each week. Please contribute today by clicking on the donate link to the left of the page. And thanks.
In our show for the 40th Earth Day last week, we asked you listeners whether you thought we should still remember and celebrate it. Well, you weighed in and didn't want to pension Earth Day off just yet.
I definitely think Earth Day still has a purpose in fighting environmental issues.
Well, I think that Earth Day is still relevant after all these years. It has an increasingly important role as the consequences of global warming mount. Earth Day keeps these issues in the forefront where they belong. It serves as a rallying point, provides unlimited teaching moments, and gives everyone avenues for contribution, participation, and action.
I want to thank you for presenting such a wonderful program. It has reinvigorated my stance on Earth Day. Probably, maybe we'll do something a little bit special on Earth Day.
40 years later, after the U.S. failed to sign Kyoto, after a less than satisfactory Copenhagen conference, there is still a need for Earth Day, especially for young people. The Earth is our mother, and when she hurts, we all will hurt worse. If young people don't grab this raging bull by the horns, they may not have an Earth Day worth breathing 40 years from now.
Since we only have one planet to work with, having an Earth Day is the right thing to do.
The views of Nelda Sander of Stillwater, Oklahoma, Pamela Jennings from Grand Rapids, Michigan, Gerald Albanese from Kingston, Arkansas, Randy Biggers of Albuquerque, New Mexico, and Pete Sipp from Asheville, North Carolina. Thanks to all of you who called or wrote.
Coming up, we travel to the rainforest of Borneo, where indigenous communities wonder what UN plans to preserve forests mean for them. Keep listening to Living on Earth.